one power, the power of the love in you and me. That is the power we work with. That is the idea that this center is built on and is built around. Thank you for welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. We're grateful you're here, both online and in person. We are having our fun time potluck, so if you're close by and want to get over here, get over here. You've got a little bit of time. And welcome. We are a community that celebrates who you are. We celebrate your awareness of yourself. We celebrate your naming of yourself. If you see yourself in as a he, a she, a they, a them, a whatever your pronouns, however your self-awareness, we celebrate you for that awareness. We celebrate you for knowing that and for believing that and for building upon it. So welcome. Welcome to all of you who are here with us. We are a center that is all about teaching spiritual principle. We are a center that supports and celebrates spiritual practices that help you to grow and help you to develop an even greater experience of life. As we do each week, we remind you that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity, so am I, and so it is. So all of these practices, all these things that we do are geared to learning how to take that wonderful gift of life and live it more fully and freely. We're for a wonderful day today. We're going to be looking at some wonderful ideas, and we're going to be developing some ideas of greater truth and greater strength. So I invite you to join me, if you will, in listening to and thinking about our Declaration of Principles. This was written by Dr. Ernest Holmes just before a radio broadcast. It's been been adopted pretty much the way he wrote it. And since he is our founder, it makes sense. So think about whether you believe any of this as we listen to a recording. I believe.
I believe.
I believe in one God.
One absolute power and first cause to all things.
I believe that this power is perfect love.
And creates out of a desire to express love.
I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience.
I believe in the unity of all life.
And the immortality of the individual soul.
Forever unfolding.
I believe.
I believe in the eternal goodness.
The eternal goodness of God.
The eternal loving kindness.
And the eternal givingness of God to all.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it is. So some of those folks you just saw are practitioners. Some are board members. We're grateful for all of them and all of you who are part of the leadership and the development of this wonderful center of ours as a placeholder for this wonderful teaching of ours. A practitioner is someone who has demonstrated the ability to teach, the ability to speak the truth of this teaching, the ability to go forward with an understanding and an awareness and a practical use of these ideas as they have shifted and changed their lives. They've demonstrated this in their lives, and they've also demonstrated that they can use these ideas for other people as well. And when they manifest or show that up and they've taken the classes, then we, CSL, our international organization, offers them a license, and they become licensed practitioners. So we have licensed practitioners. We also have guest practitioners from other organizations and are happy that they're here. Our practitioner of the day today, who's going to come up and have a bit of conversation with us, is someone that you all know and love. She speaks on a regular basis. She also has been our practitioner of the day on occasion. She has been supporting this center with her consciousness and her treatment for almost as long as I've been here, about 4 years, I think. And now she will continue supporting our center, and she's going to be doing that from another coast. So I'd like to introduce to you and invite you to be to join me in welcoming Reverend Cynthia Paulson. Yes.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having me today. And it's kind of bittersweet. It's a strange day. It's sort of my last day in person here with you. My husband and I are moving to Oregon and we're leaving Georgia. But I am so glad that I could be here to make sure everyone knows, you all here in the room and everyone at home, how wonderful this community has been for us. We are just tremendously supported. And honestly, it's just been a wonderful place to feel enriched by these teachings, to learn from everyone. I have learned so much from all of you and from the wonderful practitioner team that we have here and from Dr. Bob. I can't even look at him. I'll probably tear up. This gentleman has been so tremendously supportive of me and my work and my ministry and my becoming a practitioner. And it's just been an honor and a pleasure to be able to guest speak with you all and to work sort of side by side with him. I'm very appreciative of that. Now, you said that you were going to do the treatment.
Yes,
did you
I
want
did.
To do that? Or do you...
I do. And
okay.
Before I do, I want to say a thing or two here.
Okay.
I had asked Cynthia to share with us a little of what the center means to her, and she's done that, and I'm so grateful. A little of what she means to me and to us is that as a fellow minister, you're an independent,
interfaith,
new thought, interfaith, but fully credentialed in those areas. She's been a colleague as well as someone who I consider a member of our group, and has been someone I can call and talk to when I'm feeling like, oh dear, I need to talk to somebody about what's going on, because we all need that in our lives. You know, we all have people that we reach out to when we need support ourselves. Cynthia has also been a participant as we've chosen our themes for this year, and we've brought them forward, and we've said, yes, that sounds right, and that feels right. And that will continue just because she's in another part, I almost said another country. It feels like another country.
It's going to feel like it.
Another state, a state I happen to love, and I'm going to tomorrow, actually. She is not going to be leaving us in any way, shape, or form. And so thank you for all you have meant to be and for being here with us. Her husband is here with her. I don't know if he'd like to be recognized or not. Sometimes people do, sometimes they don't. Would you like to join us up here? Okay. Yes. Why don't you introduce him? Because you can do that better than me.
This is my darling husband, Gary Paulson. So, thank
yes.
you.
Yes. And he was he was her darling all along, but not her husband when they first got here.
See, demonstrations.
A demonstration. Yes. And there's another demonstration in this because they went out last spring?
Year? We actually took our honeymoon to Brookings, Oregon, which is where we're going to be moving. And I just couldn't get it out of my mind. And we know how when things get on our mind, this mm-hmm. is how this works. And we just want to live in paradise. So that is where we're going. So.
And they came back saying, we can't do that.
Yeah.
We just can't do that. It's not going to happen. Well, we all know how long that idea lasted. Like you said, it did not get out of her mind. And the universe is an amazing thing. Spiritual law is an amazing thing. When we keep declaring our truth of what we desire, what we want, all it can do is say yes. Now, if we say, I can't do that enough and too much, then you can't do that. But here they are. It all worked out. It's developed. They have a place to live. They're, three blocks from the beach, you said?
3 blocks from the ocean.
I have a lot of jealousy about that, but I'll get over it. And they're moving to paradise. I've been to Brookings. It's an amazing, beautiful place. So good luck with that, with both of you. Luck is not required. Right. Knowing it is required. And what a rich prosperity. And your house is now on the market here. Here in Rome, not right here where we are. So if you know anybody looking for a really sweet house in Rome, we know where
right.
you can
it's
get
beautiful.
Them. It's for sale. So with all of that, just let me say that what I'd like to do for my treatment today is to honor the transition of these two to another life at another place, not transition to outside of this physical life, but another life. We mix that word up sometimes. And for anyone, anywhere, whether you're here in the room or out there somewhere, who has any sort of major change going on, there's always that excitement about the new and sadness about what you're leaving behind. So I'm going to do this spiritual mind treatment from the perspective of knowing that that is just part of the flow of life in its beauty, its perfection, and its goodness. So if you will join me in knowing this, there's one power, one infinite intelligence, one universal presence right here, right now, and always. That presence, that energy, that life is a gift that is always here. It's always given. Nothing in us, around us, about us, ever can stop it, block it, or interfere with it. Instead, it's constantly showing up in our lives in every moment and saying, yes, yes, yes. It's often guiding us, saying, look here, pay attention to this, go this way. That one power moves easily, freely, and juicily through our lives, providing those great ideas and opportunities to live the dreams that we have. Knowing this, I can celebrate and stand in the truth that as these two have reached out to their dream and said, this is our dream, and welcome the yes that has come from the infinite and are now stepping forward into the activity of that, we love them, we celebrate them, and we raise them in the very highest of consciousness, hold them in our truth as they leave here and move on physically to another place. They don't leave our community. They're not leaving. There's no leaving that really ever happens in life. It may appear that way on the outside, but on the inside, those things which are ours are always ours. Those places where we are always where we live. We live in this amazing universe saying yes. So anyone in earshot who is hearing this and thinking of changes and whatever happening in your life, know that as you embrace the good, you embrace the life, the infinite power of love is saying yes to you. And it will hold you high through the leaving part of things, through the letting go part of things, because you're only letting go of what no longer serves you. You're stepping into what serves you now. So with joy, with ease, with celebration, with gratitude and appreciation for these two and the life that they have brought to us and shared with us, I can release this treatment now, knowing it is complete, it is so, and together we say, and so it is.
So it is. Thank you very much.
Thank you both. Love you. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Let's do a group hug. Why not?
Thank you.
Okay. Wow. The topic today is the beginning of a new month. We always have a theme for the month, which helps us organize our thoughts and draw together those things that need to be said and could be said. It's so fascinating the way this works, because once I set a theme or a talk title and get it down on paper and get it started in my head, then Spirit does the same thing for me that it's done for Reverend Cynthia as they move. It starts saying yes, and it starts bringing all sorts of experiences into my life, which I will get to a little later, that go, oh, okay, what a beautiful example. So that has been happening to me now for the last 2-3 weeks since we started working on this theme. And that theme for this month is going to be the game of life and how to play it. That is based on a book by Francis Scovel Shinn. It was written in 1926. So those of you who are concerned about its pertinence know that the language in there will represent 1926. The thought and the ideas and the principles, however, represent right now and bring forward for us some of the really rich ideas and thoughts that show up as the way to live life and the way to live it richly. So I just want to start out by reminding you that life is not a battle. There are a lot of stories, a lot of versions out there of what life is supposed to be right now. You know, life's a battle. You got to win. You got to, if you can't win yourself, then you got to get your superhero to come in and save you, because goodness knows we can't save ourselves, because we got to have somebody that's got superhuman power and ability to save us. Right? All these big movies now about superheroes and who wins and how they win and all of that stuff, which is a really interesting distortion of humanity, where we've lost the idea that we have within us the power to live our lives and live them well and freely. We have to have something outside of ourselves to save us. Life is also not a struggle. You know, I used to have this whole thing in my head about, you know, you live, you pay taxes till you die, and then they throw dirt in your face. And I just always was, that was my thing way back in my Baptist days. That was, I even had a song about birthdays that was equally negative and pathetic. I won't sing it. The last time I sang it to somebody as a joke on their birthday, they had a heart attack the next day. So I don't ever sing that song again. Life's also not a competition to see who wins or has the biggest and best toys. There's also a saying that says, he who has the biggest toys still dies. You know, none of that stuff is what really matters, because in Scovel Shid's belief, Francis, she said, the game of life is a game. It's not any of those other things. It's not a battle. It's not a war. It's not a struggle. It's not something where we're competing to get to be better than the others. And it's a game in which everybody can win. How cool is that? I don't know about you, but I sometimes am accused, because it's true, of getting way too competitive when I'm playing table games and becoming someone other than who I normally am. And amazing how mean I can get sometimes, because I get caught up in this competitive thing, like, I got to win. You know, and that comes out of a history of being picked last for all the sports things and pick first for all the music things. So I had, you know, I had a balance in my life over the years. So the idea here is that it is a game to be played, not a game to be watched from the sidelines. We can try and do that. If you're hooked in, like I am sometimes, into the social media and the TVs and the entertainment, one can kind of get pulled toward this idea or this feeling that I'm not in it, I'm just watching from over here. I've been watching some travel videos lately, and the ones I've enjoyed the most are the ones that I've actually been to those places. The ones I haven't enjoyed so much are the ones where, you know, they're just new places I want to go, and now I've seen them. I'm like, no, I watched it from the stands instead of being there in it. So the game of life is about playing, and it's playing in a field where everyone wins. There are no losers. Isn't that awesome? I mean, think about it. You're playing a game that you're going to win no matter what. Can't lose. Whatever your choice is, however you go, whatever you do, you're going to win this game of life, because you're going to live. You're going to move forward. Welcome, guys. So there are some rules to play the game, and some things you need to know about the rules. One is that it's played in a field of energy and information, so you have to understand some things about how all that works, which is what we call spiritual law or natural law. You need to learn and know about the law of cause and effect to play the game well, not in order to win, because you're going to win anyway, but in order to live the way you want to do while you're playing the game. The thing about it is it's about playing the game. So we learn some things about spiritual law in here, in this organization, in our teaching. We learn about cause and effect, that there's an ultimate cause to everything, and there is the effect of what happens around us in our lives. And here's what this teaching does that flips so much of what we see in the world on its ear. And that is, cause happens here. cause is within us. We create the cause by what we desire, by those things in our minds that just won't leave us alone, and we keep reaching for them and feeling them and wanting them and desiring to see them. And coupling that along with the faith that it could happen, it could be ours, then we suddenly find ourselves with the thing happening in our lives around us. And it's not the thing out there that creates the cause, or that is the cause. Maybe our reaction to certain things out there. We've all been through a world transformation the last 4 years, going through this whole COVID thing. And you know, the upside of that is the whole world has been communicating with ourselves in a way that we never did before. And it's incredible how connected the whole world had became during that crisis. But we also bought into this idea that something out there causes our experience. And, you know, people went through that COVID thing feeling victimized and hurt and disempowered. And in many ways in our physical lives, we were. All of us, sudden, we couldn't go anywhere. Couldn't. So we fell into that. But the truth is, in the game of life, the real power is how we react to that. And by the end of 2020, I'm on a plane going to Mexico because nobody else is traveling. I get cheap tickets. And you know what? Sure enough, out of my fear, I got COVID on the way home. And I survived it. And I'm standing here in front of you. And I now know what it's like to go through COVID, because it ain't no fun. I don't recommend it to anybody. But, you know, it's about figuring out and knowing what we really desire, and enabling the use of spiritual law, which is happening automatically. No matter what we're doing, however we're doing it. So it's played in this field of energy and information. It's played according to the laws of cause and effect. And it's played out according to the values that we hold most deeply in our lives. What matters the most to us, each one individually? Because then that ends up being what formulates that creative process of you having it eventually. Maybe not the minute you decide, but within a time. I knew I wanted a life of adventure, and I've had it, man. I'm not done yet. When I graduated high school, I thought I had about 15 years to live. My father died when he was 28, or he was 30. His father died when he was 28. So my heritage wasn't so great. And I figured 30 was going to be my cutoff point. So I better pack everything I possibly can into that up until 30, because after that, it's going to be sayonara. But obviously, that didn't happen. I'm here. But what did happen is that it allowed me to really get on an adventure based on a belief in a biblical scripture that said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added to you." I believed that with heart and soul, and I lived it and experienced it in so many ways. So many people stepped up to support and help me. So many people have provided for me. That's why I'm passing it on now as much as I can to others, because I know what it feels like to get support when you need a leg up, when you need a hand, when you need help. It's a rich and beautiful thing. That's not in my notes at all. I don't know why I got off on that. Anyway, back to the idea, though, that this is the game of life and it's how we play it. Did I win? Well, yeah, so did everybody else in my life. Because all those good things that happened to me were also good things that were happening to other people at the same time. So as with any game, there's a process of play. And you know the process show has been around for a long time, and we have not always articulated it well, but it's a process of giving and receiving. And not just about stuff that we give and receive, but deeper than that. Thoughts and ideas and feelings that we give and receive. So when I develop those thoughts of my power and possibilities, and I give them by trusting myself and knowing that I'm giving them to this great spiritual law, then all I can do is receive the result, which is powerful and positive. See, and we do have a superpower. You have one, I have one, we all have one. And it's been talked about for a while, and it's not the ability to fly, although I fly in airplanes all the time. It's not the ability to use your eyes to burn holes in people, although my mother could do that without even thinking about it. You know, we all have these superpowers, but they're not the ones you see in the movies. They are the superpower of your imagination. That's the most powerful tool you have, because what you imagine is how you create that idea of what you desire and what you know you're good to be. It is good for me because I imagine it and I see myself living it and being in the midst of it. I used to see myself going to Machu Picchu. I didn't know where the heck it was. I just know as a little kid, it was the only color picture in that volume of our World Book Encyclopedia. All the other pictures were black and white because we had the cheap version. But that one picture of Machu Picchu was emerald green and it was beautiful. And as soon as I saw it, I said, I'm going there one day. I was a little bit tight. Well, whatever. And I got there. And I got there in the 90s before it became a World Heritage Site where you can just line up with other people and walk through in lockstep with somebody about this far in front of you and somebody about this far behind you. And most of the time now it is so crowded and so overrun. Those days it was just wide open. We went up there and spent days. We did ceremony. We went around. We had shamans show us what to do and where secret places were. There's some interesting caves there, and there's some all kinds of stuff. We went up and climbed Machu Picchu, which now you can do if you get on the list and you get there at 5 o'clock in the morning, and maybe you'll get to do it. So that, you know, it's changed now. But I'm so grateful I got to have that experience. Never in my wildest dreams as I was becoming a young adult did I imagine I would ever have the resources to go there. But I got to go along with a bunch of other people that I loved and cared for. So we get these ideas, we set them in motion, and if they align with our values, if they align with universal values of how life is living, then yes is the only possible answer. And that's how we play, is through giving, receiving, giving ideas, receiving ideas, giving support, receiving support, giving love, receiving love. You can't give love without receiving love. It's one piece. It's like a circulation. It's like breath. I always love it when people lead guided imageries. And they say, okay, now take a deep breath. And take another deep breath. And I always think it's funny. Nobody ever tells you to breathe out. You know, I just keep breathing in. My eyeballs start to pop out, all that stuff. If you just keep breathing in. But everyone knows, we automatically know that breathing in is about breathing out. And breathing out is about breathing in. It's an automatic circulation. Yeah. So we use our imagination to create that. That's our superpower. Now, the object of the game, this is the fun part for today. We'll talk about more later. But the object of the game, according to Francis Scovel Shinn, is to see clearly one's goodness, the goodness you imagine for yourself, and to obliterate, she's pretty strong in her language, obliterate all mental pictures of evil. And she talks about evil not as some out there energy power like the big devil flying around making people do things. No, the devil didn't make you do it. Your own devilment might have made you do it, but you didn't. No devil out there did it. No power out there. But the evil she's talking about is anything that doesn't match up with your idea of good. Obliterating from consciousness anything that doesn't match up. Like, I can't afford it. I can't do it. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. All those twos that we put in there. Obliterating those from consciousness. You know, I've always thought it was fun, and this is an old Baptist thing I learned way back years ago. Evil is live, spelled backwards. And I want to say that's all it is. It's just trying to live backwards. It's trying to live from the outside in rather than the inside out. That's backwards. Or as my grandpa used to say, bass backwards. Just doesn't work that way. So we're invited then to live more freely and more joyfully from the inside out. And the object is to do that. what we teach here, what all of the spiritual practices and the mental work that we talk about and the mental spiritual work is about clearing our consciousness of those negative ideas. Well, I want to add another layer to what Francis had to say about the object. That is absolutely one of the object of the game. You know, like when you find that you're going to sit down and play cards with somebody, what's the object of the game? Well, if you don't know the object, it's to get rid of all the cards in your hand rather than to get as many cards as possible. You're going to not do too well. So you need to know the object. So Joseph Campbell, in his famous interview with what's his name? Yeah, I'll have it right here, with Bill Moyer. Bill was asking him, so people do mything. You know, Joseph Campbell was the great mythologist. He taught us so much about living our life as mythical journeys. So that, and myth not in the sense of lies, but myths in the sense of fitting larger stories. And myths are stories that are always happening, but may have never happened exactly as they're described. Bill asked Glenn, so people do all this mythical stuff. They do the religious ceremonies and the other ceremonies and rituals that go on in life in order to make more meaning for themselves. But Joseph Campbell said, that's not it. People say that what they're seeking is a meaning for life, but I don't think that's what we're really seeking. I think that what we're really seeking is an experience of being alive, so that our life experiences on the purely physical plane will have resonance with our most innermost being and reality, and that we actually feel the rapture of being alive. I love that quote. I cried the first time I read it. I get tearful now thinking about it. It is that alignment of our world out there with our world in here in a way that we experience being alive. We're not just watching it. We're not feeling disconnected from ourselves or from other people, but we're fully present in who and what we're about and what we're doing. Being alive. That's what it's for. That's what life's about. That's the purpose of the game. So that every time we do that, and we do it repeatedly through our lives, you know the elements and the moments when that's happened. I love music. That's why we do music here every week. I love music. It means so much to me. And I have my head in, and my watching often that one. The talented folks, I should have written it down, on TV in America or other countries, America's most talented, America's got talent. And I see some of these youngsters and these kids that don't seem to know squat, and yet they walk up there and open their mouths and start to sing, and the whole world changes. And for me, that's an experience of being alive, because I am a singer and I know what it feels like to do that. And I am so thrilled and excited when I see someone else do it. And there are other musicians that I have that experience with that are already well known. But being present when someone is discovered, oh my God, I get cold chills thinking about it. That's a rapture. You know, Christians talk about the rapture. We're going to all get sucked out of here and go somewhere else. The rapture isn't that. The rapture is right here within us, happening every time your inner and outer fully aligns. And then you can feel that sense of aliveness that permeates all that we're doing and everything we're about. It's really rich and really beautiful. So that's the good news. You already got all that you need to do this. You don't have to go get it. You don't have to get a superhero to come do it for you. It's already present within you. The ability and the natural tendency toward it is one of those qualities of life, one of those values, that natural tendency toward the greater good, the greater goodness, the greater life. So knowing that, I just celebrate who you are. I celebrate what you're about. And I invite you to consider, as we look on through this this month at the Game of Life, that you consider adopting and taking it in and thinking about it. You might want to read the book along with me by Francis Scovel Shinn. Did I say it wrong? I said Florence. I meant Florence. Yes. One of the joys of aging, and it's a joy, one of the joys of aging is not being young and whatever, but it's about the creative way our minds start to work. You know? We just come up with these creative interruptions and these creative things that superimpose themselves over what we intended to say. Who knows where they came from? And maybe she was called Frances somewhere by somebody, or she was called whatever, Florence by somebody. But whatever that is, you can find her under Shinn, S-H-I-N-N for sure. And her book is The Game of Life and How to Use It. It is available on Amazon and some other places. I invite you to read it along with me. This today was the first chapter. Over the rest of the month, we'll be looking at the other chapters as we go forward. And so I'll talk more in announcements about what all that's going to look like. But for now, no. You've already won the game, folks. You've already got everything you need to live it well and to be well. So I invite you to enjoy that. Enjoy your lives. Make it happy. Until next time, because you're wonderful. So am I. So it is. Thank you. Thank you. So now let's hear some information about our center, how you can support us. This all costs money. We all know that. And we are offering you the opportunity, whether you're here or out there online, Vance is going to tell us a little about how you can keep this going, including my stumbling around names. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. What a wonderful talk. A great theme, play the game of life. Let's do that. And in that, we have an opportunity to share and participate and give. And you can use the QR code up here, or there's a basket in the back for anybody here in person. CSLMidtown.org/donate. You can get there and you can do a one-time donation, or you can set up an ongoing donation. And for those of us that have interesting fluctuating incomes, I tithe based on what comes in, and it just supports this center for going on and doing what we do. We love to be here supporting everybody with this. So if you will now say with me our affirmation of prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me multiplied abundantly. And so it is. So I will turn it back over to Dr. Bob for announcements. We are back online next week. So that's it. Don't show up here next week. Show up online and we'll be back next month.
Yes. Thank you very much, Vance. Vance is our advance. He takes care of all of our electronics and behind-the-scenes stuff and set up, and we just so appreciate him. He's also our treasurer, so thank you, Vance, for all of that. Yes. And thank you to all of our practitioners, to all of the folks that make this possible, to the board that facilitates and supports and are great stewards of our income and of our funds. I'm hugely grateful to you. So announcements, a couple of things. Next Sunday, we will have Reverend Dr. John Carn will be with us to deliver the talk. He's going to be talking about, as we've talked about the game of life, he's going to talk about the four levels of playing. Now, he didn't call it that. He calls it the four levels of spirituality, but he's talking about the four levels of playing the game of life. So he will bring that to you next week. Very happy that he's going to be here. Also, then the rest of the month, I'll be back. And we'll be looking at your word is your wand. You know, everybody needs a magic wand. Anybody that, you know, Harry Potter is now a thing of the present and very much a part of our world. So we all know we need a magic wand. Well, you have one. That's your word. We'll talk about that. We'll also be talking about strategies for living the game of life and playing the game of life, because all games need a strategy. I can tell you, I've never won Monopoly against my grandson because he's got a strategy that nobody else can beat. And he won't tell us anymore what that is. Also, we have this, the last week we'll be talking about our perfect self-expression as a result of playing the game well. So we're going to be working this whole month with just playing the game of life. Enjoy it, play it along with us, and be here. So today we have a potluck. The first Sunday of August, we'll be back for another potluck. We have another leaving today, however. Not only is Cynthia leaving to go to the other side of the world, my grandson, who is also our assistant setter-upper and runs everything when Vance can't do it, will also be leaving, and this will be his, today is his last Sunday. As God would have it, Spirit would have it, life would have it, one of our folks brought his favorite dessert, which is key lime pie, for all of us to enjoy, but he's not quite yet back in the room because he's out fetching pizza to add to our food. And just want to be sure and say a word to him and say thank you for all that he's given to us and all that he's done for us. Yes, Jake. And those who don't know him, he's the short guy that's walking around about like this. So thank you for being with us. Look us up online, follow us on Facebook, follow us on YouTube, follow us wherever you can follow us. And these ideas are now part of the universal. Join me, if you will, in our closing affirmation. Knowing something better than I knew before, I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding of life that lives through me. And so it is. See you later. Thank you.